This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is another podcast of the World Wide Wave on joy.org.au.
Surfing the globe, bringing you news, views, and current affairs for the LGBT community, this is the World Wide Wave.
Hey, it's World Wide Wave time, Joy's international news and current affairs show, taking you around the globe one country at a time. Tonight, we've got a full house in the studio. We've got Lana. Hi, Lana.
Hello.
Dean.
Hey.
First time on the mic, Barbara. Welcome.
Hello.
And myself, Matt, ably supported by Heath and Paul on the panel.
And wunderbar, we are heading to a place where the hills are alive with the sound of music. Yes, we're off to Austria in the heart of Europe. In a country with mixed memories of war, how do you appropriately commemorate the thousands of gay victims of the Second World War? What is Vienna doing to educate students and their teachers in order to overcome homophobia and transphobia in schools? And what does Vienna have in store as the host of the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest?
To understand gay life in Austria, tonight we speak with Wolfgang from the Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency for Homosexual and Transgender Lifestyles. Vienna's government has taken leadership in supporting the LGBTI community within Vienna, providing advice, counselling and direct action in relation to any discrimination policies in Vienna, and they provide information for parents and relatives.
And here's a taste of what you got in store tonight.
There's homophobia in Europe, there is homophobia in Austria, and even in Vienna. So I sometimes think, okay, maybe we also already live in LGBT heaven here in Vienna. On the other hand, of course, there is some homophobia, and it's not heaven yet, but we still work, it will be.
Joy.
We've just had a message, a like from John. Thanks, John, listening in and following us on Facebook. Time to kick off with our wrap-up of news from around the world.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
This week in Ireland, a Catholic gay priest is on leave to reflect on his ministry after his sexuality was discovered by church leaders. The sexuality of Father Gabriel Rosbotham, a curate at Ballina, County Mayo, came to light last week after the Irish press reported on a lawsuit surrounding ownership of a house he shared with his ex-boyfriend. The Bishop of Kiala, Dr. John Fleming, said he had been unaware of the priest's sexuality beforehand and was said to be completely shocked at the revelation.
Shocked. Shocked, I tell you.
Shocked.
Shocked that there might be gays in the priesthood.
Oh, dear.
I'm actually shocked that he's sharing with his ex-boyfriend. I mean, that was the first mistake, wasn't it?
I'm shocked that the Bishop of Kalea has obviously fallen down in the last shower because, you know, gay priests, who ever heard of that before?
Yeah. Yeah, interesting conundrum, though. Should he just have stayed in the closet? That's probably the safe bet in the church.
Should he work from the inside and make change in the Catholic Church?
That'd be pretty radical. Lana, you were telling us about psychiatry that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the American Psychiatric Association actually had this group of homosexuals who weren't out because it was considered a mental illness and it was illegal, who worked covertly to be able to change the status of homosexuality as a mental health issue.
Change from the inside.
Change from the inside.
Or should Father Gabriel just kick open the vestry door and come out singing?
Joy.
Let's keep going on the Catholic Church because there's been quite a lot in the news this week. There was incredible hope with the drafting of a position paper, if you like, from the Festival of Bishops, the bishops all coming together to look at the key issues of the church called by the Pope. And the draft that was put out had some really positive things for gay people in it. And everybody was like, sign of change.
Sort of the operative word there, Matt, is did have some very positive things to say about the LGBTI community. It did get somewhat watered down, much like that.
Stripped away is more the way that I'd say.
Yes, turning wine into water. So it definitely did get reduced, I'm afraid. They've turned around and they've basically said that Rather than considering gays as individuals who had gifts to offer the church, the revised paragraph referred to homosexuality as one of the problems Catholic families have to confront. Yes, we're a problem.
A problem.
A problem.
A problem.
That's it.
Kick open the vestry door, I say.
To the Philippines, where a senator has demanded heavier penalties for anti-gay hate.
Yay. Thanks, Senator Bam Aquino, who has called for harsher punishments for hate crimes against LGBTI people in the wake of the very well-covered murder of transgender woman Jennifer Loud.
And this is quite progressive for the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about progressive, I'm very excited that the Victorian Parliament's Legislative Assembly debated and passed the historical gay sex convictions expungement bill last Tuesday, and then last Thursday the New South Wales court did as well. So very exciting news for Australia.
Bit of homegrown change. So for people who had a conviction many, many years ago, yeah, it will now be removed once they apply, be removed from their record. Very positive stuff indeed.
Yeah. Talking about positive, marriage equality in the United States is booming.
We can barely keep up with all the changes. This time, 2 weeks ago, there were about 25 states that had legalized marriage. Now it's, what, 32?
32.
I can barely keep up. So basically, the U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear appellate court cases from Utah, Indiana, Oklahoma, Virginia, Wisconsin, and...
Indiana?
Yes, they've all been previously ruled in favor of same-sex marriage rights. That's it. The decision was soon followed with marriage bans struck down in Colorado, Nevada, Alaska, and Idaho.
Yeah.
So there you go. Even Alaska, where Sarah Palin's from, is now legalizing same-sex marriage.
And the Supreme Court basically said, look, there's no need for us to rule on this because everybody agrees.
Yeah, it's a tipping point. It's just awesome. It's going to keep on going, I reckon.
What is not awesome is Uganda. Ongoing issues there. A new report has revealed...
Uganda again.
Yeah. State-sanctioned repression, violence and homophobic discrimination are rife. And it's all the result, or certainly partly the result, of the Anti-Homosexuality Act that was enforced last year.
Bloody Anti-Homosexuality Act again.
Yeah.
It was overturned by Uganda's Constitutional Court in August, which was some rare good news for Uganda. But repression in Uganda is increasingly state-sanctioned through the use of blatantly discriminatory legislation that erodes rights guaranteed in the country's constitution, said Amnesty International, stating the obvious yet again. Yeah. We would love to have some good news about Uganda, but unfortunately every time we mention them,
yeah,
it's not.
We'll get our good news from India then.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Go on.
So the good news story is that an Indian actor who has a hit talk show tackled the taboo subject of alternative sexualities. So this is in itself very progressive for India. The big kicker, 170 million viewers and positive messages flooded in over social media.
Yeah, the Indian actor Amar Khan, his talk show, it's his talk show that we're talking about, and he said that LGBTI people should not feel fear or shame in accepting their sexual orientation.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This is Autumn Butter from LGBT Center of Mongolia, and I'm happy to be on Worldwide Wave.
Taking you around the globe, one country at a time. This is your Fun Fast Facts.
Austria, officially the Federal Republic and a landlocked country of roughly 8.5 million people in Central Europe.
It's a landlocked country. Yep. Well, didn't Professor Von Trapp, Captain Von Trapp, wasn't he in the Navy?
I don't know.
In The Sound of Music. He was in the Navy.
I don't know.
Let's move on. So Austria was basically made up by Charlemagne back in the day, and it was kind of a buffer between, well, between the East and the West, really, in Europe. But it has gone a lot. It's come a long way since then.
It has indeed. In fact, homosexuality was decriminalised in 1971.
Yeah, and the age of consent was equalised in 2002, with the age of consent being 14. And they also legally recognised gender change there. So that's pretty awesome.
So Austria does not allow marriage equality, but they've had something called registered partnership since 2010. A European Union poll in 2006 showed that 49% of Austrians support gay marriage.
So they are on their way towards gay marriage. In the meantime, though, the registered partnerships provide the same rights as marriage in the areas of labour, immigration, tax and civil law.
They do have same-sex parent adoption, and it was legalised in August 2013, which is great. We don't actually have that here, so that's pretty progressive.
They do have a big gay pride parade called Regenbogen Parade.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Big news because Austria's Conchita Wurst.
Conchita Wurst.
That's it. I can never pronounce it.
In fact, go to our Facebook page because before the show we posted a photo of the before and the after. So Conchita, when she's not Conchita.
When she's Tom.
Tom. You've got the before and the after. You won't. It's completely different. It's Worldwide Wave on Facebook.
There's a lot more glamour from Conchita than there is from Tom. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah. So moving on to religion, the main religion in Austria is Roman Catholic, accounting for 63% of the population, with 5% Protestant and 12% not registering as having any religion.
Did you know the Austrian flag is one of the oldest national flags in the world?
I actually did know that.
From 1191.
Yeah. And the sewing machine was invented in 1818. I'm a bit of a sewer, so that was very exciting for me to learn about.
There are lots and lots of famous Austrians. We did mention one earlier being Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. But being the history buff I am, did you know that Marie Antoinette was the Princess of Austria and partner of Napoleon was actually talked about by the opposing political party as being bisexual, or what they would call it, the German vice, and accusing her of having sex with her close friends, the Princess of Lambella and the Duchess of Polignac.
Scandal, I say.
I know.
Scandal.
So she didn't just eat
more,
cake.
More scandal and more about eating cake. The Sound of Music, did you know, at the end, that end scene when the family's climbing over the hills, the little one, Gretel, is on the shoulders of Captain Von Trapp. It wasn't Gretel.
Because she'd eaten a bit too much strudel.
Too much and got too big.
And she'd packed on, she'd stacked on the kilos, and poor Christopher Plummer could barely carry her up the hill.
They had to get a Gretel double.
My back, my poor back.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Yep, that's fun fast facts.
Yeah, fun fast facts.
Joy 94.9.
Now, speaking of Joy 94.9, bit of a shout-out, bit of a pat on the back. The Globe Community Awards were held this past week to highlight and celebrate the work of all types of organisations across the GLBTI community and really recognise the outstanding work and contribution of individuals in our community.
And for us, it was yet another triumph. Well, not for us personally.
For people at Joy.
For people
Joy,
at Joy.
Joyous people.
We're going to jump on that bandwagon. So a big round of applause for Dean Beck.
Woo-hoo, from Word for Word.
Absolutely. He won the Exceptional Work in Media and Broadcasting Media Excellence Award. That's pretty damn good.
And also to the very gorgeous Dolly Diamond, Artist of the Year for exceptional work in performing arts, visual arts, music or film. And Dolly, of course, has To Hell in the Handbasket and a great Joy supporter. So big shout out and a big pat on the back. Round of applause for the Joy people as a part of the Globe Community Awards.
Woo!
Now, tonight, it's Worldwide Wave. We're taking you around the globe one country at a time, and we've stopped off in Austria. We had the pleasure this past week of speaking with Wolfgang. Wolfgang is from the Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency for Homosexual and Transgender Lifestyles. And we asked Wolfgang about a range of things to do with the history of the organisation and their work in the area of anti-homophobia.
Joy.
The Anti-Discrimination Agency, why was that set up originally?
Yeah, we were set up in 1989, and actually because the government of the city and of the state of Vienna wanted to create a department that is responsible for lesbian, gay and transgender issues, as there has been something like that in Berlin some years before, and the city of Vienna decided we need a department like that as well.
Can you tell us perhaps a little bit about what you have achieved in that time?
Oh, that's actually a real lot. We have founded many groups and self-organizations of GLBT people here. So this is a real wake-up a little bit in Vienna. And our agency is responsible to make special projects and to work on the public opinion. As of course there is homophobia in the world, there is homophobia in Europe, there is homophobia in Austria and even in Vienna. So we try to inform people about lesbian and gay and transgender lifestyles and do projects, for example, in schools to tell teachers on the one hand and students on the other hand that there are different sexual orientations and gender identities and that being different but equal is one of our major slogans. And we do that in schools to teach young people and to support them to be able to come out if they want to come out, and to teach teachers to realize that in their class there are different students with different sexual orientations and identities, and to recognize that, to be supportive. Another project is doing conferences. We have started with big conferences once a year, scientific conferences, where we make special things a topic. Once we had a topic about school and sexual orientation to make it a topic and not being a taboo in school anymore. We had a conference on homophobic bullying with juveniles. Then we had a big conference last year, our 15th anniversary conference was about LGBT and human rights. And we were very proud that it was not only opened by our executive councillor, Sandra Fraunberger, but also by the head of the Grundrechtsagentur or from the European Union, Mr. Morten Kierum. So this was a real big conference and showed that human rights are gay and lesbian rights and that you cannot separate these two topics. Of course, this was in the shadow of the Olympic Games in Russia. Our next conference this year will be about a very dark chapter of our history, about the National Socialist regime, and we will do a topic about the killing of gays and lesbians and transgender people in that regime, and about the question how should we build a monumentum to recognize these victims, which have been victims but which have been not recognized as victims. So this is our next project.
Is that something that you think people will be willing to talk about, or do you think they will shy away from that?
I think the times of not talking about this topic are over. We have had a very famous author here in Vienna. He was called Hans Heger, and he wrote a book, The Man with the Pink Triangle. We made a square called after Hans Heger a few years ago here in Vienna, so the city officially recognized the importance of this topic. So I think the topic is a big topic now. So this will be a combination for many groups, for many NGOs, and from many discourses which are held in our society. And I think it will be a big conference, and there is already many people enrolled for it. So I think many people are willing to talk and to think about this topic, because we also want to think about the form a monumentum in the year 2015 should have.
Have you seen a change in discrimination faced by homosexuals and transgender in Vienna since the agency was set up?
Yeah. So actually, homosexuality and especially also transgender was not talked so much about 20 years ago. Meanwhile, this has changed a lot. In every diversity course, this topic is a big part. In the streets, you see much, much more lesbians and gays and also transgender people walking hand in hand. They don't hide anymore. On the other hand, of course, like in whole Europe, this higher visibility also causes some people fighting against that. So homophobia is, and transphobia is still there, and it's still necessary to tell people that everybody has the right to live his or her way of sexuality, of relationship, of identity in the city of Vienna, which is a main goal of the human rights city of Vienna.
Hallo en goedenavond. This is Elko, listening in from the Netherlands on World Wide Wave, the latest LGBT news and current affairs on joy.org.au.
And that was Wolfgang from the Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency for Homosexual and Transgender Lifestyles in Vienna. We've got more from Wolfgang in a moment. Schools, the new battlefront, seems to be all the countries with the most progressive LGBT rights, their next hurdle, their next action is within the schools, training teachers and students.
Yeah, I was just reading an article recently about it happening in the Philippines. Of course, we've got the Safe Schools Coalition here that started in Victoria and has gone out nationally. It's a really good front, I think, teaching both as within the interview, talking about both the teachers and the students as the battleground to bring awareness and to combat discrimination.
So for the students, it's safe space to be able to come out. For the teachers, it's recognising and helping foster that environment. Actually, something else we found from earlier this year in Austria, the education minister has instructed schools to reissue grade transcripts, your report card, for transgender people who wish to have that.
Yeah, the report cards actually get to reflect their gender identity. So that's awesome that such respect and dignity is given to the people that, ask for it there in terms of having those transcripts.
Now, the positive, is balanced with the negative, maybe the negative. This discussion, the conference they're having, which is around recognition of gay people who were persecuted and murdered in the Holocaust of World War II.
Yeah.
Interesting, he said that there's a lot of people wanting to come along, so there's clearly a desire to discuss this topic, but it's been a long time since World War II, so there's obviously some difficulty there.
Yeah, it's such a huge subject though, and one that, thousands and thousands of people died in the Holocaust because of their sexuality. And, particularly in the Western world, often we hear about the Jews, but gay rights and gay liberation in terms of acknowledging, the gay murders in the Holocaust, I think is a really important thing.
Yeah, it's about recognition, as Wolfgang was saying. We're going to hear more from Wolfgang and Austria's role in the international community. You're on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Receive LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like World Wide Wave on Facebook now.
Hi, this is Janne, Mr. Gay Finland, and you are listening on the World Wide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Tonight we are talking to Wolfgang from the Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency for Homosexual and Transgender Lifestyles. And we're going on to the second part of the clip where we asked Wolfgang what Austria's international role is. We asked about World War II commemoration and, of course, Eurovision.
Joy.
Do you feel your organisation and Austria as a whole has a responsibility to take your successes outside of Austria to those places in Europe where there is homophobia?
Yeah, so for example, this January we made a big conference and about circumstances in Russia. We even invited the head of the Side-by-Side Film Festival of St. Petersburg and had her gula here in Vienna and discussed with her in a public event where there were also politicians taking part, and made it a big topic to say Vienna also wants in the eastern neighbor countries a good and open-minded situation for lesbian and gay and transgendered people. So this is a main part for the foreign policy of the city of Vienna. There is usually a close connection between Austria and Russia due to World War II and so on. And I know that also the mayor of the city of Vienna, Mr. Michael Heuper, and the mayor of Moscow talked about this topic, and Mayor Heuper also made it clear that Vienna is interested that also in Moscow and Russia, human rights for gay, lesbian and transgender people are taken seriously.
If I could just ask you about Conchita Wurst, and was there any backlash in Austria when she was selected as the entrant for Eurovision?
Yeah, Conchita Wurst is, of course, after Mozart, probably the second famous person in Austria at the moment. I like her very much. And all her statements are very, very good, I think. actually I can sign everything she says or has said up till now. And I'm actually, I have to say, I'm surprised how much love and sympathy is there for Conchita. And actually in Vienna I haven't heard anybody saying anything bad about Conchita Wurst. So I sometimes think, okay, maybe we also already live in LGBT heaven here in Vienna. On the other hand, of course, there are is some homophobia, and it's not heaven yet, but we still work, it will be. She's very accepted, and I think she's the hero of the lesbian and gays and transgender people and the hero of the Austrians and Viennese.
We love her too, and Australians are very big followers of Eurovision, believe it or not. Tell us, in terms of Conchita's profile, does that have a particular, does that particularly help young people in terms of being free to live the life the way they feel?
Yes, of course. But the best method to fight prejudices is to come to know someone in person who belongs to the group you haven't liked up till now. So meeting a gay or lesbian person or a transgender person in person is good and is important. Conchita is, of course, for the most people know her just from concerts or from the media and television, but she's a symbol that being man and being woman can obviously go together, and that maybe the borders between male and female don't have to be so strict. And all that is done not by a high-level discussion, or but just by a young person who's a very nice and friendly person. So many people can identify with her. And even some juveniles who cannot identify with her, they can identify with in normal life. I'm a gay person. I'm a young man who likes to walk in the street. Nobody recognizes me if I am not this artificial figure, Conchita Wurst. So I think she was a wave and a real boost for our topic.
What is the next big challenge for the agency?
Oh, actually, the next big challenge will be the conference, the Monumentum for LGBT Nazi Victims. And then, of course, it will be the Eurovision Song Contest in spring 2015. The city government is very well prepared, and we're very willing to make it a great show. And beside of that, and due to the winner of this year, Conchita Wurst, we will also make it a topic of LGBT lifestyles. So my agency will do some events according to the song contest as well, to make it a big topic and to remember the open mind of whole Europe and recognize who Conchita is, what her messages are, and that an event like the song contest is to be main step in the direction of human rights, of living together, of being different but equal.
And we will be tuned in and watching from Australia. Wolfgang from the Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency, thanks for joining us on Worldwide Wave.
Boa noite. This is David from Brazil, listening to Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
I love Wolfgang's words there about Conchita. Clearly some excitement. The second most famous person in Austria after Mozart. That's pretty high praise.
It is. It's very high praise.
And his comments there that knowing somebody is the way to make change, and this effect that Conchita has had in Austrian community just by raising the profile and starting that discussion, you know, people know somebody, they start to feel comfortable with the idea of there being gay people around and they being normal people.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when he was talking earlier about, you know, different but equal and human rights as gay rights, they're really important messages. But if you have a face like Conchita's there, you know, being so glamorous and wonderful, it really does bring a humanness to it. It's awesome.
You're on the Worldwide Wave, where we've been in Austria.
Want to hear more? Find out about LGBT life in over 100 countries. Download free podcasts of this show. Subscribe to iTunes or follow us on Twitter. Visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Hola, mi nombre es Félix de Colombia. You are on Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9.
Tonight we have a special thank you to Wolfgang from Viennese Anti-Discrimination Agency for Homosexual and Transgender Lifestyles.
And a big thank you. Messages on our Facebook page, World by Wave on Facebook, otherwise W3Joy will bring it up. Srun, Greg, Emma, Christine and Maddie, and they've joined or interacted with us on the page this week.
And a big thank you to Gordon at the front desk, who did a great job.
Now, coming up in the next few weeks, we've got Switzerland, Greenland and Palau. We'll catch you next week on the World Wide Wave.
Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave podcast. We're always looking for interested guests and news tips. You can email us at worldwidewave@joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.